Kylie Jenner is almost a billionaire, and Lamar Odom tells all. Please stay tuned for Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV reality channel. As you can tell, it is already a party, and it is just a party of two, though, today.
Just the two of us, baby.
Shanti and I are holding down the fort.
We're doing the Drake dance.
Yes.
I'm trying to learn it.
She's trying to learn it. I'm not here for it.
He's not trying to learn it.
No, but like, I mean, the first video where they like jump out of the car and they're like dancing, I'm like, okay, cool, you know, but after I saw like two or three, I'm like, all right, I get the point now. Like everything on the Instagram explore page, that's it.
I'm going to do it.
You should. You could do it. I could see you doing
it. I don't want to jump out of a car because that seems dangerous.
It does.
Very dangerous.
It really does. But you guys, I know you're here for the tea. We always are serving the tea. So we're here for tea time.
Tea time.
Are you excited?
I am.
There's a lot to talk about. I know I say that every single week, but this week there really is a lot of interesting things
going on. It seems a little bit juicier this week than normal.
Yeah.
So let's jump right into it. This past week, Kim, Chris, and North all modeled in the new Fendi campaign.
Ooh.
North made her modeling debut.
So cute.
Check out the pic of the three of them. I think it's so cute and adorable. I also was kind of intrigued that Chris was involved in this shoot.
Yeah, that
Why
is true.
Why do you think that she was in it?
I think they were trying to do, like, the three generations, which I thought was really nice. It is a little bit funny, though, because, like, you know, for North's big debut, like, most people thought, okay, it was going to be Kim and her, you know, like a mother-daughter shoot. But I really did like how they added the third generation in there. It's so funny because Chris is just so posed all the time. She's always like, you know, it's just so funny. Like, you can't really catch Chris off guard in photos. She's either posing or she's looking this way or, like, smiling or,
right.
or you know, just laughing, like, ha, like fake laugh, you know. It's funny.
And you know if there is a bad photo of Chris, like, she does not allow that to be released.
No.
There's no way.
It's interesting, though, because as much as I love Chris, she did recently post a photo that she had taken with someone at a party, and they were kind of on a couch, and she was kind of leaned back, and she had, like, a little bit of a double chin, and she didn't, like, super edit her face like she usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, Chris, thanks for showing us something real. Like, I was here for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to show you that photo later.
okay.
But let's talk about this whole LeBron James thing, okay? So basically, okay. LeBron James and Savannah James did a double date with Chloe and Tristan in
Aww.
L.A., kind of to, like, welcome him into L.A. because he's going to be playing for the Lakers. So
right.
we have, like, the photo there of them. It's kind of funny because for some reason they didn't really post anything, so it wasn't, like, necessarily supposed to be, like, a public outing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a few blurry paparazzi photos were taken. But it's so funny. I didn't realize that LeBron James was such a, like, style icon. Like, I've never seen him any paparazzi photos before. I've always see him in his jersey, you know, photos. But it's kind of interesting. Like,
So he's the back right one, right?
Yeah. I would not expect him to be the type of person to wear, like...
So is Savannah the person with the braids? I'm sorry, I don't know
I believe
information.
So. I believe so.
Okay.
That's his wife.
I feel so stupid, but I thought that was Beyonce.
It looks...
Like, if you blur
similar.
Your eyes, it looks like Beyonce.
That's true. That's true. I love the braids, though. I think they're amazing. But
Maybe
Chloe's kind of hiding in the left there.
I wonder where they went.
You know what? That's a good question. I know that they just went out to dinner somewhere in L.A.
I'm just trying to figure out, are Chloe and Tristan just totally, like, normal and back on?
It seems...
Or do you think, like, behind the scenes, Chloe is giving him, you know...
Giving him hell.
Giving him some hell.
I think that it's like a happy medium of the both. I really don't think that Chloe would just, like, look it over. And she's been there, done that. I don't think she wants to...
Dwell on it
as much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that she is still firm with him and making sure there's boundaries in place, and, like, he has to maybe give her the password to his phone, or maybe she has to have a closer watch on him. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I just need to know, like, what are the rules now? Because obviously something has to change.
Oh,
you don't go back from this cheating scandal and just go to how you normally live.
And that's kind of how they're pretending it to be.
Right.
Which is interesting. But it was interesting that LeBron was hanging out with Chloe, because many, many months ago, there was a video that LeBron took where he was basically kind of shaming the Kardashians in a sense. Basically, they were there to kind of shoot some stuff in the gym of them, you know, with Tristan and stuff.
Yeah.
And so Chloe and none of them were there, but this is his remarks about the Kardashians taping there.
The shit show is here. The shit show is here. Oh, Jim Ice. Hello, dude. You see the shit show? Look at the shit show gang. There they go. The shit.
What? I remember posting about that in the very beginning when it happened, and it was pretty shocking that he posted that, because it obviously shows his disdain for the Kardashians.
Right.
And it was the Keeping Up with the Kardashian crew at their Cleveland Cavs practice. So I think it's really funny that you remember that and that they all went to dinner together. It's a little bit confusing to me.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you – I mean, I get it. Everyone has this, like – it's, like, almost popular to, like – shame the Kardashians, which I'm not here for. I think that's rude, and I think you shouldn't shame anyone, let alone like, powerful women who are trying to like make their mark in the world. But he's trying to kind of like demean them, talk about, oh yeah, like everyone, look what's happening. But it's like at the same time, they're also giving you somewhat of a platform, because if you're in the video, you know, you can get some more exposure. Not that he needs any more exposure, but vice versa. They're probably using him to, like, get a few more views. I don't know.
Yeah, and even if he played it off like, oh, it was a joke, it's not a funny joke, and it doesn't seem like it's a joke at all. So
yeah,
I'm sure that they've seen that video.
Yeah.
It was all over.
I wonder what that dinner was like. I wonder what they talked about, and I wonder if there was any kind of, like, conversation.
Like, apology.
About it. Yeah. But also, The Game, which is someone that I'm not too familiar with. I know he did a song or a music video with Nicki Minaj for Pills and Potions a long time ago.
I love The Game.
What's a song of his that you like?
How We Do.
Okay.
Like 50 Cent. Like, this is how we do. We kick a move when we do. Like, oh, up okay. In the club. This is
oh, that's
how.
Him?
Oh, wait. No, that's 50 Cent. What the hell am I saying?
I'm over here like, what?
Oh my God, I'm having like a serious brain fart. Please, nobody judge me for that.
Oh, that's funny.
The Game, oh my God, this is so silly, because when I was like 15, I went to the Game concert. And
really?
It was a lot. That's funny. But I don't know. I'm having a brain fart.
If you think about
it. He was
it.
In G-Unit.
Okay, okay.
And then G-Unit and 50 Cent had a falling out, so he had a falling out. I don't know.
Shoot, okay.
He had a lot of good songs, though.
I'm just
really having a brain fart right now, people.
But something that he did recently, he was caught on TMZ talking about Kim, and I think he's like tongue in cheek, like kind of making fun of it. But it also does seem like he is giving credit where credit is due. So take a look.
Kim K, there's a story that she's going to women's prison, talking to female prisoners.
It's political.
I mean, do you think she's going to be the next powerhouse in, like, women's prison reform?
I say to Kim K running for president.
You think so?
Kim K for president. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hillary ain't make it. She ain't know, you know what I'm saying? She ain't know how to get the 18-year-olds to wear her sister lip gloss.
I see.
Kim figured that out. You know how many 18-year-old, like, fresh 18-year-old Caucasian women there are in America? You know how many of them have Kylie's lip gloss? You know how many of them will go vote if Kylie tweets, vote for my sister?
Yeah, you're right.
Then we ain't talking about shit. Kim K for president.
You have a good night.
Okay, I mean, after watching it again, it is more like, I guess, making fun of in a sense, but like...
Well, here's the thing. The Game is like close to the Kardashians. Did you know that?
No.
He's hooked up with like almost all of them.
Really?
Yeah, he like went on the Wendy Williams show once and said that he had hooked up with like... three of them, and I think one of them was Blac Chyna. So I think he's hooked up with Blac Chyna, Khloe, and Kim. Don't quote me.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
I think you're right, though.
But he, yep. I think he is kind of close to the Kardashians in that way. I think they've been good friends. So I think it's kind of like a joke. Like, if you were friends with someone, you would say that about your friend.
No, yeah,
kind
that's
of thing.
For sure. That's a little bit more than friends. I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, I think that is more than friends, but I think that he has an amicable, good relationship with the Kardashians is my guess. I don't think that anything... ever like bad happened.
Okay.
So,
but I mean, he is giving credit basically by saying like they have a lot of power. They do. You know, like,
well, they do.
Yeah, exactly. So that was interesting to see, you know, his reaction to them rather than LeBron's original reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of power, the powerful Kylie Jenner was just put on the cover of Forbes magazine as America's top billionaire and well, America's woman billionaire and It's just insane because her lipstick company has taken everything by storm. And she is, I think she is set to be, I don't know exactly how much she's worth, but.
I think right now it's like she's at 900 million or something. And so like
and
she
it's
has
set to
less
be a
than,
billion yeah. in a couple of years or something.
Soon, yeah. Crazy, right?
I mean, it's insane. A lot of people have their opinion about this. But the main point is that Kylie Jenner has done something unique. Her company is all for profit. So she doesn't have any investors in it. all of the profit goes to her. She also doesn't spend any money on advertisements because she posts on her social media and it does that all for her herself. So yeah. She's really figured out, or at least the people around her have figured out a way to make this company very successful, which I think is great. Some people were not having it. One of those people was NeNe Leakes.
Interesting.
So she commented on one of the photos of it, and she said, well, some people get opportunities that others will never get. Just saying, this game ain't fair.
That seems super, like, petty and, like, jealous.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think that NeNe is probably just a little bit like, you know what? Like, I wish that I was on her level right now. Like, I feel like NeNe probably thinks that she's put in more work than Kylie has in her life. And so she's probably just, you know, well, I didn't get that opportunity, but if I would have, you know, been you, I probably would have gotten somewhere better or, like, a higher something of fame. I'm not really sure what her angle is. This is just me assuming and guessing, but it just, the way that it came off was very petty and very, like, jealous, in my opinion.
Well, Kim kind of responded when everybody was giving Kylie, you know, crap for being on the cover, and she tweeted and said, I really didn't get it because she is self-made. We are all self-made, Kim said in a phone interview with Refinery29. What, because we came from a family that has had success? To me, that doesn't really make sense. I know so many people like that who haven't turned out to be as successful as Kylie. If anything, I've seen the complete opposite.
Which is interesting because I think what she's saying is the fact that, think about it, Kim is super successful. And a lot of times, like let's say this was another family and, you know, their little sister is probably not going to ever become as famous or more famous than the original powerhouse. Because, like, Kim has been referred to in the past as, like, a modern-day Marilyn Monroe. You know what I'm saying? Like, queen of reality TV, you know, a socialite that just has everyone's attention. So what she's probably saying is, if anything, I've seen the exact opposite. Like, other really big famous people, their siblings don't usually do as well as them because they're always living in the shadow. And with Kylie, that's not the case. So I think, personally for me, self-made, maybe not the best term, but I get what she's saying because it's like, yes, there is some success from the family. Obviously, Kim is her older sister. But the company, Kylie Cosmetics, I feel like is pretty self-made because she was the one that took the initiative, did most of the work herself, got people involved, you know, got the company, got the warehouse and everyone production-wise to do this. And I think that she's invested a lot of time and energy into it. And I feel like if she wouldn't have and if she would have just slapped her name on something, it wouldn't have done as well. Just because her name. I mean, her name goes far, but think of all the other celebrities who have slapped their name on something and not really done much for it, and it didn't go as planned.
Right. I am actually going to have to agree with NeNe on this topic. Yeah. So here's my outlook on it. Again, like I said before, I think Kylie is, what she's done with the business is incredible. The amount of following that she has is incredible. The way that they keep releasing products, it's all great, and the numbers don't lie. And I don't disagree with her being on the cover of Forbes in any way, shape, or form. But like NeNe says, self-made to me, in my opinion, is somebody that comes from the bottom with nothing, creates something out of nothing, doesn't have support from people, or maybe has support, but not the support of already having a crap ton of money and people around you that are going to help you achieve whatever you want to achieve. So I don't think it's fair to say that Kylie has been self-made. She was put on a TV show when she was very young. She immediately has had a huge following where she didn't need to do anything to get that following. It just landed in her hand. She has a ton of money to do whatever she wants and to also get the best people to help her, the best people to work for her, back her, the best people to make her products, the best people to advise her on a business strategy. She did it right. She has had all those people help her, but she's not self-made. I'm sorry.
Okay. That makes sense. I get that.
I think that's what NeNe's saying. When you come from a platform of having all of those things and then you make a great business, still, kudos to her. We can't deny that, but you didn't come from the bottom.
That is true. That is true. I guess a lot of people, you know, you're right. They come from nothing, or, you know, they really have to start from scratch. And, you know, Kylie built the company, but it was kind of put in her lap by the show and growing up in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And she obviously, you know, has worked for her following in a sense by, like, you know, that when she, like, did all those outfits and all those wigs and, like, really just was, like, a topic of conversation after she did her lips. But, it's more of like a success story, but not a, oh, mm-hmm. I started from the bottom, now we're here type of thing.
Right, yeah. Instead of a self-made story. And let's be real, Kylie Jenner is the biggest influencer trendsetter in our country right now. Mm-hmm. Think of all the, she can wear one thing, one wig, one hairstyle, French braids at Coachella, then everybody does it. Her lips, like fake lips right now, everybody has it. Everybody wants it. And it's all because of Kylie Jenner.
That's true.
That's insane. That is crazy that just one person who's 20 years old has that much influence.
Yeah.
So, of course, anything that she puts her name on is going to be successful.
That is very true. It's so interesting because since she's removed her lip fillers, she's been posting things... like ads and stuff about her kind of cosmetics now, and it's showing her bigger lips. I think maybe she took those a while ago and now she's just releasing them, but some people were saying, oh, she's already put them back in. Mm-hmm. But I've seen like something funny where like all the girls who have lip fillings now are like, oh shoot, now I want them removed. So it's like no matter what happens, Kylie's always, it seems like, one step ahead and in control and setting the trend for everyone.
Right.
But on a different note, Ben Simmons, who we all know is the basketball player, right?
Yes, he is.
I'm like, I don't really know who he is. A lot of people I don't think really knew who he was much. Maybe
in the sports world, not in the Kardashian world, I guess.
That's true. I'm not much into sports. But he is dating Kendall Jenner, and his sister recently tweeted this controversial post. It's really sad when people do things for publicity at the expense of other people's feelings. Hashtag only Kardashians do Kardashian blank. Hashtag they don't make mistakes when it comes to perception.
Ooh, Sade.
Shade.
This is so much shade, and I am so confused of exactly what she is referring to. We kind of think it's something about Kendall only dating him for
publicity.
Because it's not like she's dating Ben to get publicity.
Because she could date other players who are way more famous that people know.
Yeah. It seems to be contrived and set up.
You think so?
Well, I mean, the blinds, again, we never talk about them, but I hear that she has people that she's just dating in the public eye. Like, it's not real relationships.
That's so interesting. She's a lesbian. She did an interview saying, she's like, no offense to the LGBTQ plus community, but she's like, I am probably one of the straightest people I know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the blinds could be wrong, but it's very interesting to bring that opinion in there.
It is interesting. It would be interesting. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what she's referring to here, but it's interesting to know that she's obviously thinks probably a lot of her brother and thinks her brother's a superstar. So she's probably thinking, oh, Kendall's dating my brother for publicity. Honey, like, if anything, she's doing him a favor.
No, to me, I don't think that's what it is. I think something has happened to make her say this. We just don't know what it is.
But he's the one that, like, dropped Tinashe, like, a hot dime and, like, left her.
The situation just seems to be manipulated somehow. Like, contrived or, like, put together. I don't know why, but why else would his sister call out Kendall Jenner? Like, that's a pretty bold move to do, you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
yeah.
Something pretty bad must have happened.
I feel like their relationship's not going to last because, let's be honest, like, you're going to have to, like, see them for every family dinner you go to. You know, like, you're not supposed to really call out.
The feud has already started.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, that's not going to go well.
And I guess Blake is gone. Bye, Blake. That seemed to just be, like, a hookup thing. And this seems to be, like, a hookup thing, too. Like, it doesn't... Even if it is serious, or even if it is not, like, contrived, it doesn't seem to be serious.
Yeah.
It just seems to be, like, a hangout thing.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah. Before we move on, though, I did want to tell you guys about something incredible. So our network produces aftershows, obviously, for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is literally no network that works harder to serve television fans like yourself. But we do need your help, because we're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, yes you, and you'll help us, AfterBuzz, continue to grow. It's a win-win. So, if you're worried about those pesky notifications, though, please do not, because they are optional now, which is incredible.
Yay!
No one likes notifications always clogging up your timeline, so I get it. They're optional. So, hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels. Please let us know you did so in the comments below, and we will thank you on air next week. So, for now, thanks for being the best fans. And for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Woohoo!
Boom.
Good job, Dakota.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you. But please subscribe, like, comment. Me and Shanti were just talking about this. We need to be more active in the comments. So we're going to be talking to you guys. Yes. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us if you think that you agree with us. Tell us if you think you don't. Give us your opinion.
You can tell me how stupid I am for messing up that game song.
No, it's all right.
It's fine. I get it. I get it. Write us in the live chat. Okay, so I want to jump over to Tristan real quick because he posted a video on social media dancing with True. He's continuing his little father-daughter duties of, you know, convincing us that he's a great person even though he's a cheating man. Anyways, we have the video. Watch it right now.
That's that. Right. That's kind of funny.
That was very quick.
That was quick. It's like, okay, take the snap real quick. All right, bye.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. He might be one of the best dads in the world.
And then he puts the kid with the nanny.
Here, take it. I got to go practice.
I want to be on a fly on the wall in their house so badly. What do they talk about?
I don't know, but I feel like Chloe's like, if you want to stick around, you're going to have to do some of these cute little daddy posts so then that way he can...
You think that she's making him do it?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
He doesn't have a good track record. I don't trust him at all. And other people are going to be like, that's so mean, that's so awful that you'd think that. You can't just assume. It's like, well, you can assume if you know someone's character.
I was watching some old Kardashian episodes a couple days ago, and it was, like, long before Tristan had come in the picture, and it was when all the girls go on a trip somewhere, and Khloé's, like, getting mad at them because... they're not, like, doing the things that they want to do, that she wants to do. Like, Kim wants to relax, and Chris wants to relax, and she, like, wants to go do things. And the point is that I just saw this side of her where she's really feisty and fiery, and I just kind of brought it back to she has to be so effing pissed.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, like, I don't think it's ended. I think that there's probably a lot of turmoil happening back, you know, behind the scenes of what we can see.
Absolutely.
So.
No, it's very cringy. Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. I really hope they don't just, like, brush it under the rug on Keeping Up. I really hope that they talk about it. Because if they don't, I'm going to be so disappointed because it's a reality TV show because we want to see the reality of it. Drag him through the mud for what he's done, okay? And then we can hop on maybe if we see that he's starting to be a good father and like, treating Khloé correctly. I mean, I'm one of those people that's, like, once a cheater, possibly always a cheater. I know one case.
You cheat this many times.
Yeah.
With different people.
Within a matter of a couple days.
Of this, on the same person.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about
that. But I was going to say, I really hope, and I know this is wishful thinking because the Kardashians seasons hasn't done this in the past. I really hope they stray away from the scripted scenes where they do something, like, funny. Dakota always thinks they're funny. I always think they're not funny. And I just hope that they, like, stick with just...
Eating salads
and talking about what's going on with their life. Like, I will watch that all day long, and I think that's most interesting because it's the realest.
Okay.
So here's hoping they don't do those stupid scenes.
I think they're funny. But moving on from the daddy duty dancing, as our engineer Bree called it, we're going to be talking about how Kylie pierced her daughter Stormy's ears, which is confirmed in this video clip that we have here. And you can kind of see it if you pay attention, but basically what... people are saying that they're upset that it happened. She got a lot of backlash, and there's, like, this whole debate on what age is the correct age or okay age to pierce your child's ears. There's a big debate, but check out this video clip. You see it? You can kind of see in the very beginning. Did you see it?
No. But it's really hard
there
to see.
There we go.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I promise you it's there. It's kind of hard to see, but, like, of course, Kylie literally only has to post something like this. And then all of a sudden, like,
always backlash.
Outrage. And no wonder. You know how she went through this phase where she didn't want to do this anymore? She didn't want to post anything about her daughter because she was just kind of getting
Sounds like she's over that now.
I know. But here she is finally posting about her again, and it's like, well... is she going to not post again because people are being idiots again, being rude?
No, she doesn't care.
What age did you get your ears pierced, by the way?
11.
Okay. And you think that was late, too early?
I think it was a great time. I think that a kid should get their ear pierced when they're ready to get it.
Okay.
Like, I think, I mean, up to the parents' discretion, of course, if they're, like, when they're four and they're like, I want to get my ears pierced, like, that might be a little bit too young.
You think?
Kind of, but I don't necessarily agree with a mom piercing her baby's ears because, like, does the baby want that? I don't know. I think that the baby should have a voice and be able to say when they're ready to have it.
Yeah. I mean, that's very, like, PC. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Years and years ago, no one would even raise an eyebrow because it's just like, oh, this is something you can do, you know? I feel like now...
No, it's been a thing for a while.
You think?
Yeah, like people get mad at moms for piercing their baby's ears. It's like a thing.
That's so interesting. Well, my sister got her ears pierced extremely young, and as soon as she got old enough to like talk about it, she was already ready for like two more piercings
in
her ears.
How old was she?
I don't even know. She was tiny. But like no one in our family had a problem with it. My sister was always very grateful because in her baby photos she had like ears pierced and she loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to ask my mom what age, but it was never a problem. It was never like a topic of discussion of if it was too early or not. And my sister to this day is grateful for it because she loves looking back at the photos of her as a younger girl with like cute little ears pierced.
Yeah, I'm not super opinionated about one way or another. I'm definitely not going to bash someone for making that decision and doing that, but think about a baby and thinking about putting a needle through their ears just for vanity. Like, it can get infected, and do you really want that just for pictures?
I totally get that. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, okay, like, some people may not want their ears pierced. You know, I get it.
Yeah, but it just seems like something that, like, as an older child you should have, like, then you can take care of it at night, and it can be kind of like a learning thing. Mm-hmm. I just think that being a baby that less than a year old is not the best. But that's just my opinion.
All right.
But I wouldn't, like, bash anyone for it if they did it to their baby.
And let's be honest, she would have probably got it someday anyway.
For sure.
Because, I mean,
after the lips.
I feel like also not only that, but everyone. After the lips. No, if Kylie injected her daughter's lips,
what would you do?
That would be a lot.
that would be crossing the line.
Line for sure.
Okay, so just when you thought we weren't going to talk about him anymore, Lamar Odom is back.
Oh, gosh.
And apparently he is writing a tell-all book for release in February of 2019. And he's going to discuss everything about the NBA, marriage with Khloe, time with the Kardashians, and the drug abuse that apparently went on behind closed doors. That was kind of right in front of our eyes on the show, but it wasn't. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. I think, like you said, it's like all of a sudden now, after all these years... Not after all these years. Just after all this time, he's trying to find another way to stay relevant and throw his name in there with the Kardashians. I think it's selfish. I think it's ridiculous. They've given him so much. You know, they covered up his cheating scandals for a long time. And then now, you know, after the whole health scare and they were by his side. And if he's going to be talking about them in the book, it's like, leave them alone. Like, you've already done enough to them.
But you are just going off the assumption that it's going to be negative. Like,
I mean,
what if it's positive?
It's not going to be.
Why?
Have you seen all these interviews that he's done over the course of the past few years, like, bashing Khloe or, like, talking about awful things? Like,
oh, I didn't know that he was bashing her.
Oh, yeah. Every time he's doing something in an interview, it's almost like he's always trying to bash her. I'm sure that whenever they were taking care of him, whenever he was, you know, fresh out of the hospital, I'm sure he talked a little bit better about them. But I've seen videos and interviews where they were talking about him, and he's just not respectful when he's talking about them. So I think he's going to try to drag them through the mud. But I did tell you earlier, I do think that Kris Jenner is going to try to put a stop to it or try to edit it or figure out a way that, like, no family secrets will be revealed. I can't see him not have had signed an NDA.
That's exactly where I was going to go next. When you get married, which they did, you have to sign an NDA, and there's probably a lot that he can't say legally, so I can't imagine it'll be too bad.
Yeah.
And also, he did just sign a contract to go play basketball in China. So he is getting ready to move there. He posted something on Instagram, and then he deleted it, which was odd. But he's getting ready to move to China and go play basketball there. So
who would have thought? Back on the court. Back on the court, will he be back in their hearts?
I think they've all moved on. I got the feeling it was amicable, but maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But I hope that he's clean and sober.
Yeah, because there's no point in like going back and like playing ball if you're going to get kicked out for not being sober. But maybe that's why he's trying to make this book to make himself look better, like he's sober. So I don't know. I hope he got the help that he needs. Mm-hmm. I hope that he's sober, and I hope that with all of my being. I just hope that he doesn't drag them through the mud, because there's no sense in that.
Agreed.
But let's talk about Gram Glam. This is our other segment. We're going to be talking about the best photos of the week from the girls. Khloe did not post any photos of herself, so we're only going to be talking about the other
girls. It's really shocking,
honestly. Honestly, though. But here's Kim in her white dress. What do you think of this photo?
I love it. She looks so good. I really saw her makeup, and it was on point. Her body, of course, is on point. I love the outfit. She's wearing her signature lace-up shoes that she's been wearing. She's tan AF, not fair, and she's glowing.
She is glowing.
Is there anything bad that you can say about this photo?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Next photo is of Courtney. She is in a library looking very studious. I thought this was kind of interesting and neat because I don't know if I've seen her post any kind of photo like this in a long time.
That has to do with reading. Academics.
But, like, she looks gorgeous, and I love this, and I just want to know what book she's holding.
I don't think that it's serious. I think it's more for the gram.
It's more like, hey, I'm going to pick this book up and, like, take a photo of me.
Okay. Is she still, like, trapezing in France with her boyfriend?
I honestly don't know where she is right now, but it seems like her and Eunice are not slowing down anytime soon.
Did you see the picture that Scott posted of Sophia?
No.
They were in...
Are they together again?
Yeah.
What?
Where have you been? They were in France, I think, and he posted a picture of her backside and said... She was, like, farther up on the picture, and they kind of looked like they were outside, and the caption was, I guess we're leaving. But she was... Literally, it looked like she was in, like, lingerie. Like, it was a thong bathing suit or a thong. There was not many clothes on, and she was wearing, like, high heels. It just seems so inappropriate. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
What kind of babysitting session was that?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
A sexual one, I guess.
But next we have Kylie. Now, I know you have a lot to say about this photo.
I don't know, you guys. Like, I just, when I look at this, I just feel weird inside. It's like, there's... the bananas, and then, like, she's so curvaceous, which I love, but it's just a lot. And then her hair is wet, and then she has the red lips, and the contrast with the purple and the red and the yellow.
And the orange eyeshadow.
It's just, like, a little scary. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I think she looks great, as always. It was a very interesting photo. There was a few that I could have chosen from for this week's Gram Glam. I obviously chose this one because it was the most interesting. She had other ones that were a little bit more normal, but I was like, this is a look. You can't deny that. She looks like one of those 80s workout instructors. You know, the ones that are like...
Yeah. You know? What's up with the bananas?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the packaging of her most recent summer launch.
The
Kylie Cosmetics, because she has, like, little bananas all over the packaging.
Oh, okay. So I think bananas are a thing.
It's going in with that, tying in with that. So I don't think it's just, like, a random, like, hey, I'm laying in a... vat of bananas. But anyway,
to me this just looks like that old Kylie where it's very,
I like it,
the big lips, like the huge curves and the fake hair, and I was kind of liking the more natural Kylie that we've been seeing in a lot of her Snapchats with, like, no makeup and, like, her freckles, and I really was really digging that. But I know that this is for a campaign, so you have to have hair and makeup and props and a costume and everything. So, but I don't know. It's just, this took me back to, like, the very, you know, molded Kylie Jenner, and I was kind of liking her natural look more.
I love her natural look as well, but there was something about this that just made her Kylie Jenner. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever she was at the top, I mean, she's still at the top of her game, but whenever people were really starting to freak out about her, was whenever she was experimenting with different looks, with different outfits, different hair colors, different wigs, different lip colors, everything. So I feel like that is at the core, like, when Kylie really blew up. So I like it when she kind of throws it back and does something a little extravagant and out there, because it reminds me of, like, oh, yeah, like, this is how she got to where she is, you know? I'm all about the natural look as well. But moving on to Kendall... this was the only photo that she posted this week, so I didn't have much to work with. Interesting photo. Obviously, Bella Hadid is featured in this photo, and they're both wearing a similar outfit or a similar pattern.
A floral print.
What do you think?
Hot. They're hot. They're two hot models. There's nothing bad to say about them. I have never seen a bad picture of Kendall Jenner. Can I just be honest? Like, she could be wearing sweatpants and no makeup, and she could look at you with that model face, and she's just hot. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm, like, jealous, you know?
She looks great. Overall, though, who would you choose for the top Gram Glam of the week?
Kim is going to be my vote in the very beginning.
Okay.
With the white dress coming out of a restaurant.
Love that one.
I just think, like, it's classic Kim. She has the dark hair. She's glowing. Love it. What do you think?
That's my second pick. My first pick, I think, has to be Kylie.
Just I knew you were going to say that.
It's so interesting and out there, and I love it.
You love the bananas.
But this just in, okay, I know we already moved past from tea time, but this just in.
What?
So Snoop Dogg apparently was caught cheating. There were some text messages back and forth of him doing some kind of a little bit more scandalous photo, and apparently he's been cheating on his wife. And someone posted, it's funny though, Snoop Dogg is always telling Kanye West that he needs a black woman, but this is what he does to his black queen by cheating on her with Selena Powell. And Kim Kardashian liked that tweet.
Ooh. shade.
That's interesting. That just happened. So that's something.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. We haven't really talked about Snoop in here,
no,
so.
We haven't. But that's interesting, but the shadiest part was that Kim
liked it, so. Of course. That's so interesting. She obviously has something to say about that.
Okay.
And I have to say, Kanye has never cheated on Kim yet, so.
That we know of. I would not think he would, though. I think he's smart enough to know.
Ooh, here's a blind for you. I have the craziest blind story. I get them off this one podcast that I love. And this one says, Kanye is bi and has relationships with men. And, like, when him and Kim first got married, like, she knew about it and she, like, accepted it.
What?
I know.
You think this is the thing?
I don't know, man. What goes around, like, what goes on behind the scenes in Hollywood is insane. It's insane. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying it's true, but, you know, a lot of the blinds are true.
That's interesting. Hmm. What is blinds?
The blinds are kind of what goes on in Hollywood, and people write about them, but they don't
reveal who said it.
They don't reveal who said it. They don't reveal sources because it's all very, like, hush-hush. You know, it's not things that are printed on People magazine or Us. It's very, like, people in Hollywood know about it, but the public does not.
But now the public does.
Well,
if it's legit. If it's
a lot
legit.
Of people, like, even though blinds are out there, mm-hmm. the majority of, like, the public
don't believe
see
them
or read them or believe them or know about them. So
interesting.
Yeah.
That's very, very interesting. Yeah. But it is poll time.
Poll time.
We always do a poll every single week. Shanti tweeted one out, and it is relating to what we talked about in Tea Time.
Yes. So I tweeted, do you think Kylie Jenner deserved to be on the cover of Forbes as America's Women Billionaires?
I'm honestly interested to see what the public said.
Okay, so obviously it was yes or no. 57% said no way, which I thought was crazy.
Wow.
So even though I kind of agree with Nene about the self-made thing, I still think that she deserves to be on the cover of the magazine because of how successful her business has become.
You said 57% said no?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Wow.
So it's close. It's a close race. You know, 43% said yes.
That's very weird. The world is divided.
Yeah. I mean, I think that people get angry when people are born with a silver spoon in their mouth and then they do something. Like, the rich get richer kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that throws people off and they get angry about it.
Yeah, I could see that, definitely.
Not that I agree with that, but I think that's what a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. You know, they look at Kylie Jenner as someone that hasn't had any strife or problems or hardship in her life, and now she has this billion-dollar company. It's like,
I get it, yeah.
Right? What I mean?
Even though I'm always, you know, seeming to be on her side.
I know.
But, something really quick before we go, I did want to say that we are only a few weeks away, 3 weeks away from the premiere of, I think it's season
11?
15 or 16.
Oh.
It's got to be. I mean, but no, it's exciting. I'm very excited.
I believe it's season 15.
Oh my 15, God, I was off.
I was like 11. I'm like, girl. No, but I'm excited. I think it's going to be super exciting to just kind of get back into the swing of things and also be able to recap an episode as well as doing Tea Time. Obviously, we love being able to just focus on the news and gossip, but now we're going to be recapping again, and I cannot tell you guys how excited I am. So that's coming up in 3 weeks. But in the meantime, we will be back next week. And Shanti, where can everyone find you on social media?
Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina. Come follow me and I'll follow you back.
Sweet. And you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for watching. And in the meantime, we'll keep up with you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.